As the debate over whether to put an Islamic center near Ground Zero rages, a Muslim-themed exhibition is being planned to open in New York. Its creators say they hope people on both sides of the debate will take a look. The exhibition is called 1001 Inventions. The title is a play, obviously, on the lore of 1001 Nights, which evokes an exotic world of flying carpets, monsters, and Aladdin's magic lamp. 1001 Inventions is about the real-world scientific and cultural contributions of Muslims. Matthew Brunwasser toured the exhibition in its current home, Istanbul.
Before entering 1001 Inventions, visitors are shown a flashy short film with more than a hint of Harry Potter. Ben Kingsley plays a quirky librarian, explaining to schoolchildren that the Dark Ages were not really dark.
Of course, there are parts of the world that weren't dark at all, but in a civilization that stretched from Spain to China, the golden rays of discovery and invention shone over everything.
What civilization?
The Muslim civilization, my young friend.
While Europe was going through a dark period, 1001 Inventions shows that the sun was shining elsewhere. Marketing director Junaid Bhatti shows me one of the hands-on exhibits, a spring-loaded little man who flies up through a tube.
Well, that's the sound of Lagari Hassan Jalebi, the first man to make a rocket-powered flight, which he did over the Bosphorus Sea in Istanbul in the 17th century.
Video monitors introduce us to virtual tour guides, Muslims who lived centuries ago and made important contributions to science without recognition. The exhibitions are interactive and fun and educate visitors about serious discoveries from which people everywhere have benefited.
For example, catgut, which is used for internal stitching still to this day, was invented about 1,000 years ago in southern Spain by a guy called Al-Zahrawi. And thanks to him, hundreds of thousands of women, maybe millions of women, have benefited because it means that after cesarean operations, they don't die.
Ruta Vasiliauskaitė, a tall, blonde Lithuanian in a shiny headscarf, is considering conversion to Islam. She says the exhibition shows that all people, regardless of religion, are all on the same team.
Actually, I think it's very helpful if it's going around the world because people really don't know about Muslim world a lot. And people, when they don't know, they are fear. And I think it's a good way to educate, especially those people who think that everything what I don't know, it's evil.
Vasiliauskaitė is dismayed at how Western education has so overlooked contributions from outside Europe.
Even the numbers, Arabic numbers, we are using them. And some people even don't think that they came from Arabia.
Professor Salim Al-Hassani chairs the foundation which developed the exhibition. He says the idea of filling in the intellectual hole in the history of science came well before today's political debates about Islam. But 9/11 made the exhibit even more pertinent. When the exhibition showed at the London Science Museum, he says non-Muslim visitors were amazed.
They feel that they have actually changed their perception of what the Muslims were. But this was not our purpose. But then the other thing also happened. The Muslims themselves, they get fired up. I said, my God, did we actually do all this?
The next stop for the exhibition is the New York Hall of Science in November. Al-Hassani says his project is strictly educational, but he recognizes that it exists in the real world, of which the heated dispute over the Manhattan Mosque is a part.
We agreed to go to New York long before this dispute has taken place. Now, some people say, well, it's a blessing that you have a dispute like this because people are actually, then will all, from all sides, will come and converge to see this magic 1001 inventions, whether they were one side or the other. They will come there to see. And I think it will be a very constructive tool in social cohesion.
As part of its five-year tour, the exhibition will later travel to Los Angeles and Washington, D.C. When people think of Turks, Persians, or Arabs, organizers hope they'll have more to think about than Alibaba, Aladdin, and Sinbad. For The World, I'm Matthew Brunwasser in Istanbul.